Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's year, we're studying Perek Mem Chet, chapter 48. In chapter 48, we'll find yet another Nevuah of Yirmiyahu about the other nations, this time to Moab, our neighbor to the east. To appreciate the Perek, you really have to know the different cities of Moab. We're going to find over and over again a play on words where we'll talk about a city and then use a verb which is very similar to the name of the city to describe its destruction. We'll see that over and over again as we study today's chapter. One other technical point, the god of Moab, his name is Chemosh, and he'll be mentioned also several times in today's parak. So let's begin with Pasuk Aleph. The Moab, a prophecy of destruction about what's going to happen to Moab in the hands of the Babylonians by Yirmiyahu. Ko amar Adonai Tzvot Elohei Yisrael, this is the word of God. Hoy el Nevo Kishudada. Woe is to Nevo, because it's going to be ravaged. Hovisha Nekada Kiryatayim, the city of Kiryatayim is going to be captured, and thus it should be ashamed. Hovisha hamisgav, this mighty stronghold, the word misgav is something strong and high above, should be ashamed. V'chata, it will be dismayed because of the Babylonians coming to destroy it. Now these cities of Nevo and Kiryatayim we're very familiar with, especially the city of Nevo, the area of Mount Nevo where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Pasuk Bet, Ein od tilat Moav b'cheshbon. There's no more glory for Moav in the city of Cheshbon. Now we have a play on words, because of the name of the city Cheshbon, its enemies planned evil about it. Luchu v'nachritena migoy, let's go and destroy it from becoming a nation. And now we have another play on words about the city of Madmen. Gab Madmen tidomi, also the city of Madmen should be silenced. Acharaich telech haref, the sword is going to follow you and destroy you. Now we're going to have another list of cities that are going to be destroyed. Kol tzaka mechoranaim, we have a voice of crying out from the city of Choranaim. Shod v'shever gadol, destruction and utter ruin. Nishbara Moav, the mighty country of Moav has been broken down. Hishmil zaka tzireha, we can even hear the cries of its young people. Usually the young people are more energetic and have a lot more faith and hope that they can defeat their enemies. Even the young people have given up hope and they're screaming out in their defeat. The next area or city is called Male Haluchit. Here again we'll have a play on words. Ki Male Haluchit bivchi ya'ale bechi, the area of Male Lachit, probably a highway going up towards the city of Luchit, we hear cries going up. Ki b'morad Choranaim, on the descent of the city of Choranaim, tzarei tzakat shever shomeu, there we hear a distressing cry of anguish. Again, we're mentioning all these cities and talking about how the people in those cities are crying because of the destruction being brought upon them by the Babylonian army coming to destroy it. Nusu maltu nafshechem, run away, save your souls. V'tiyena ka'or'er b'midbar, and then you'll be like an aror'er, which is a dying tree in the desert. Aror'er is also a city in northern Moab, and it could be here again in play on words, but the city of aror'er and a dying tree in the desert, which is also called an aror'er. Now the Navi is going to explain why God is bringing this punishment upon them. Ki yan bitcheich b'masayich uvotzrotayich, because he had too much faith and security in your own actions and in your wealth. Gam ati lachedi, you were so sure of yourself and haughty, now you yourselves will also be caught and captured. V'yatza chemosh b'gola, the God, your God, Chemosh, representing your nation, is going to go now into exile. Kohanav v'sarav yachdav, his priests and his ministers, all those leaders who represented the God Chemosh for the people of Moab, they're going to go together into exile. V'yavo shoded okoir, the robbers are going to come to every city. V'ir lo timaleit, no city will be saved. V'avad ha'emek, v'nishmat ha'mishor, the Emek, the area by the Dead Sea, and opposite Yericho, called Avot Moab, that area will be destroyed. V'nishmat ha'mishor, and also the upper level, in the mountain range, called the Eretz ha'mishor, in the elevated area of Moab, that will also be wiped out. Asher amar Adonai. Why is this happening? Because this is the commandment of God, and he wants it destroyed because of their sins. Pasuk Tet, Tunu tzitz le'Moav, ki notzot tetzei. This is again a beautiful play on words. A tzitz is a type of a feather that a bird has. And because all the Moabites are going to have to run away from their land, God says, give them wings, because they're all leaving. V'yarei l'shamatiyena, its cities will be laid desolate, me'en yoshev behen, no inhabitants will be living in them anymore. And now God's going to call out to the armies that are invading Moab and tell them to make sure to do a good job. Arur osem melechet Adonai remiyah. Cursed be the soldier who is slack in doing the work of God. And in a similar manner, v'arur moneach harbo midam. Cursed be the soldier who holds his sword back from killing. Shanan Moab minurav. Now the Navi is going to explain what gave Moab this false sense of security. The land of Moab has been quiet from its youth. V'shoketu el shmarav. The Navi is going to compare Moab now to a keg of wine, and on the bottom of a keg of wine, we have what are called the shmarim, which are the little pieces of grapes that settle to the bottom. Shmarim also means yeast in modern-day Hebrew. That is what causes the wine to ferment. Now, a keg of wine that is not moved and touched and sits for a long time, the wine gets stronger and better. Therefore, because Moab has been relatively secure because of its location and hasn't been attacked as much as Israel by its enemies, the Navi is comparing Moab to a keg of wine that has never been moved and touched. Therefore, it's shoketu el shmarav and settling on its shmarim on the bottom of the keg. V'lo hurak mikli akeli. It was never moved from one vessel to another vessel. When you take wine and move it from one container to another container, it takes away from its taste and its strength. Uvagola lo halach. This nation never was exiled. Alkein amad tamobo. Therefore, its taste was very strong and remained. Verecho lo namar. And the smell of that wine never got spoiled. Even though that's the way things have been for Moab up until now, Yirmiyahu is going to continue with that analogy and talk about how this keg of wine is going to go into exile as it needs to be poured out by its enemies. Pasuk Yud Bet, Lachein, Hinei Yamim Ba'im Num Adonai. Therefore, God says, the days are coming. V'shilachti lo tso'im v'tse'uhu. The people who pour kegs of wine, the tso'im, they're going to come and empty out these barrels of wine. V'chelav Yariko, he'll empty out these vessels. V'nivlehem yinapetsu. And these containers of wine, the nevel yain, are going to be shattered because they no longer contain any wine. He's comparing the Moabites to the wine inside this keg, who've been sitting secure for a long time, and now they're going to go into exile and be destroyed, like someone taking a keg of wine and then emptying it out and then breaking the container. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Uvosh Moav Mikmosh. Now the nation of Moab will be ashamed of their god Kamosh because he didn't protect them. Kasher Boshu Beit Yisrael mi Beit El Miftecham. Just like the house of Israel was ashamed because their God in Beit El did not provide them with security and did not save them, that is exactly how the people of Moab will be ashamed of their God Kamosh. The Navi is referring to the Agalim that were in Beit El and Dan. Those were the gods that Bnei Israel worshipped, primarily in the city of Beit El. They brought korbanot there. They thought that represented God, and they were sure that if they brought korbanot, if they brought sacrifices to their God in Beit El, that would save them from Ashur. That didn't help. The people of Israel went into exile, and their Mizbeach and Beit El did not help them. In a similar manner, the god of Moab, who they served, Kamosh, did not help them either. There's a famous archaeological find called the Moabite Stone, or Matzevet Mesha, or the Mesha Stela, which was a stela erected by King Mesha around 830 BCE, after the fall of the reign of Ahav, but about 200 years prior to this event. Almost every student of archaeology and ancient history studies this stela. It's written in a script which is very similar to ancient Hebrew. And there, he talks about the victory of his god Kamosh over the people of Israel, especially the descendants of the house of Ahav. And there also, he describes how he's returned to the cities that Israel had taken from them. And many of the cities mentioned in that stela all appear in this parak in Yirmiyahu, as well as they did in Sefer Yishayahu, which also talks about the fall of Moab. And anyone who wants to study these parakim in detail should definitely take a look at Matzevet Mesha, and you can see in the names of the sites and the names of the gods. In many ways, that stela was a chilul Hashem, because it's talking about how the god of Kamosh had saved his people, and how the god of Israel did not. And in many ways, these nevuot of Yishayahu and Yirmiyahu about Moab are coming to counter that type of blasphemy against the god of Israel. Pasuk Yudalad, Ech tamru giborim anachnu, v'anshei chayu l'melchama. How can the Moabites claim and say that they were strong, mighty soldiers ready for war? Shudad Moab, v'area Allah. The country of Moab has been ravaged. Its cities have been entered. Umifchar bachurav yodu l'tavach. The best of its young men have been butchered. Num ha-melech Adonai Tzvot Shemo. This is the word of God, the prediction of God, God whose name is Hashem Tzvot. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Karov eid Moab lavo. The doom of Moab is soon coming. V'ra'ato maharam od. Its downfall is approaching swiftly. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Nudu lo kos vivav. All the people in the area are shaking their head because of what's happening. V'cho yodei Shemo. Everyone who knew the name and the fame of Moab, Imru, they're saying, Echa nishbar mateoz nakelti farah. All the people who knew Moab so well and knew it for its strength and its glory, now they're saying, how could this be? Notice the word Echa. Very fitting for Yirmiyahu. Again, Echa nishbar mateoz nakelti farah. The strong rod has been broken. The staff of its strength and its glory is gone. Pasuk Yudchet. Redimi kavod ushvi batzama. Go down from your glory and now lie in thirst. Yoshevet Bat Divon. Divon was a major city, sometimes even the capital of Moab. The inhabitants of Moab must go out now to the desert because they're being exiled. Now they have to sit and thirst. Kishodeid Moab Alavach, because the spoiler of Moab has entered your cities. Shechet Miftzaraich, he's destroyed all your strongholds. El Derech Indi Vetzapi Yoshevet Aroer. Aroer is a city a little north of Moab. Because the people of Moab are running away from their cities, people in Aroer watching the road and watching all the exiles running away from the city, Yirmiyahu is calling out to them and telling them, El Derech Imdi, stand by the way, El Aderech, people on the highway, Imdi Vitzapi Yoshevet Aroer, people living in Aroer, take a look at the highway, stand and watch. The second half of the pasuk is very poetic. Sha'ali Nas Fenimlata, Imri Maniyata, ask the people running away, what are you running away from? And ask, what happened? What happened to your mighty cities? Why are you fleeing? Pasachav, Hovish Moav, Kichata. Moav is ashamed. It's dismayed. Helilu v'zaku. They're crying out and screaming. Hagidu Barnon, Kishudad Moav. Let it be known in Arnon that Moav has been ravaged. Arnon is the name of the major valley. If you remember the pasuk in Parshat Chukat, et vahi v'sufa v'tanachalim Arnon. If you want to get a good view of Nachal Arnon, if you're standing in the area of En Gedi, look across the Dead Sea and you see a mighty valley and a beautiful mountain range, the big valley that goes through those mountains and spills into the Dead Sea, that's Nachal Arnon. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, U'mishpat ba el Eretz HaMishor. And now judgment is coming to the tableland, high up on top of the mountain range of Moab. Now we're going to get a list of all the cities. Some of them even mentioned in Chumash, others less known. These are the cities in Psukim Chaf Aleph through Chaf Dalet. These are the cities that will be destroyed now in Moab. Let's listen to the list. El Cholon, Ve'el Yatza, Ve'el Mefa'at, Ve'el Divon, Ve'el Nevo, Ve'el Beit Divlataim, Ve'el Kiryataim, Ve'el Beit Gmo, Ve'el Beit Ma'on, Ve'el Kriyot, Ve'el Batzra, Ve'el Kol Arei Eretz Moab, Harachokot, Vakrovot. Not only these cities, also all the cities of the land of Moab, the ones far away and the ones nearby. Pasach Hafei, a summary pasuk describing the destruction of Moab, Nigda'a Keren Moab, the horn or the glory of Moab has been cut down, Uzro'o Nishbara Numadunai, and its arm has been broken, thus says God. In Pasuk Chavav, we return to the imagery of wine. Remember back even in chapter 25, Yirmiyahu uses imagery, how all the nations had to drink this cup of wine and throw it up and vomit, to symbolize how Bavel was coming to destroy all those nations. So again, Pasuk Chavav, Hashkiruhu, let him get drunk, Ki Avadunai Higdil, he boasted himself and thought himself great above God. V'safat Moab b'kiyo, let Moab sit in his own vomit. V'ayah lishok kamhu, let him become a laughingstock. The Moabites were proud and haughty, and they used to laugh at other nations being destroyed, especially what happened to Israel, and now the same thing will happen to them. V'imlo haschok hayalacha Yisrael, im beganavim nimtza, ki midei dvarecha bo titnodad. Because when Israel was destroyed, in your eyes, you were laughing at them. You were happy when they were destroyed, like someone is happy when someone catches a thief. Whenever you talked about your enemies, you would shake your heads. And now, because of that behavior, you're going to get your own punishment. Pasach Chavchet, verse 28. Izvu arim v'shichnu v'sela yoshvei Moav. Inhabitants of Moav, leave your cities, go dwell in the crags. In other words, go hide away in the mountains and live next to the rocks. V'yuchiyona tekanein be'evrei fifachat. And you'll be like a dove who makes her nest in the slope of a big pit. Sometimes doves, when they're making a nest for their babies, are looking for a safe place to put their nest, trying to protect it from other birds and animals, and they'll build their nest on the slope of a big pit so that other animals can get to it. So just like a dove builds a nest hiding away from other animals in the side of a pit, that's how the inhabitants of Moab are going to run away and look for refuge in the mountains. Shomanu go'on Moab ge'am od. We heard the haughtiness of the people of Moab. Govho ugono v'gavoto v'rum libo. We heard of his arrogance, his pride, his haughtiness in speaking highly of himself. Again, we see how the Navi is explaining why God's bringing this punishment upon Moab. And if we go back to our theme, that these Nevot are not only for that nation, but they're also for Am Yisrael over here. If Moab is being punished for haughtiness, then it also happens to be a good warning for Am Yisrael not to become haughty, should they become powerful once again. In the next pasuk, God's going to complain about the anger that Moab had about Israel and how they made up false stories in order to get the Moabites to hate the neighbors in the land of Israel. Ani adati numadunai evroto v'lochen. I know, God says, that his anger against Israel was not true. It had no reason. Badav lochen asu. They made up stories that were not true. God now is sarcastically going to cry out about the destruction of the cities of Moab. Again, we're going to see a list of many cities and how God is going to cry out for each of them. Alkena Moab ayalel. I'm going to cry out because of what's happening to Moab. Ulu Moab kulo azak. For the entire country of Moab, I'm going to cry out my voice. Elan Sheikh Kircheres, Yeageh. I weep also for the men of the city of Kircheres. Pasak Lamedbet. Mipri Azer Efkela Chagefen Sibma. Sibma was a city that had a lot of grapes. And we're talking about how its grapes and its vines went all the way down to the Dead Sea. So there, the crying out from Yazer and the crying for the grapes of Sibma. The Tishotaich Avru Yam. Ad Yam Yazer Nagao. Because of the grapes of Sibma, the vine full of grapes is going to grow all the way down to the Dead Sea. Ad Yam Yazer Nagao. They get up to the Sea of Yazer. Al Ketzech Vabtzirech Shoded Nafal. On the harvest of your grapes, the spoiler has come and taken everything. Basically, God is describing the fertile land and the grapevines in the mountains of Moab, which were so fertile, they flowed all the way down to the Dead Sea. The enemy is going to come and cut down all those grapes, meaning the enemy is going to come and destroy all those cities. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'nesfa simcha v'gil mi-Karmel u'me'aretz Moab. No longer will there be any happiness and rejoicing in the mountain range. Carmel, as we saw in the land of Israel, doesn't mean a specific site, but a fertile land in the mountain range is called Eretz HaKarmel. We have that in Hare Yehuda. V'nesfa simcha v'gil mi-Karmel u'me'aretz Moab. And this fertile mountain range in the entire land of Moab, no longer will there be happiness and singing. V'yayin mi-Kavim hishmati. No longer will there be wine from the wine presses. V'lo yidroch hedad, hedad lo hedad. When the grapes come to the wine press and the people stamp their feet on the grapes to make the wine, they used to say hedad, hedad, to stamp stronger, to make a better wine. No longer are you going to hear the sounds of hedad, of the people stamping on the grapes to make wine. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Mizakat cheshbon ad elalei, ad yatz natnu kolam, mitzor ad choronaim, eglat shlishia. Again, we're talking about the crying out from all these different cities. Ef Cheshbon, Elalei, Yahatz, Tzohar, and Horonaim. Some cities even mentioned in Chumash. Ki gam mei Nimrim, limshamot yu. Even the beautiful waters of Nimrim will also be destroyed. Vishbati l'Moav numa Adonai, malev vama umaktir l'Elohav. No longer will there be found in Moab someone building a bama and making sacrifices to their gods. Al kein libi l'Moav. Therefore, my heart goes out for the nation of Moab. So much crying out like the soft sounds of a flute. My heart goes out for the men of the city of Kircheres. Again, like the voices and the sounds of the flute. Therefore, all their income, everything they've stored up, yitrat asa avadu, will be lost. Now, because of this destruction, those who remain alive will be mourning, and again we'll see all the signs of mourning, like we see earlier in Chumash, this idea of cutting off your hair, making yourself bald, called kareach. Therefore, kol rosh korcha, every head is balded, kol zakan grua, every beard cut off, al kol yadaim gdudot, they scratching and cutting their hands, ba'al matnaim sak, and putting sackcloth on their loins. Again, all classic signs of mourning from that time period. The Navi continues to describe this mourning in Pasuk Lamed Chet, al kol gagot moav uvirchovotel kulom ispeid. Everywhere, on top of all the roofs, in all the streets, in the open places, they're eulogizing the dead. Ki shavarti et Moav, I've broken down Moav, ki chli en chefetz bo, numadunai. Like a vessel that no one wants and throws it away, that's how I'm treating Moav. Pasuk Lamatet, Eich hata helilu, Eich ifna oref Moav, bosh. This dismay of Moav, let people cry out about it. How the Moabites turned their backs and ran away in battle, they should be ashamed. Bahaya Moav lischok l'mechita l'chol suivav. Now Moab will be the laughingstock and the disgrace in the eyes of all its neighbors. Starting now in Pasuk Mem, God's going to describe how the Babylonians are going to come in like an eagle and destroy the cities of Moab. Kicho amar Adonai, hine chanesher yid'eh, uforas kanafav v'Moav. The enemy is going to soar like an eagle and spread out its wings over Moab. Nekudah ha-Kiryot, another city of Moab, Kiryot, will be captured. Vam tzodot nitpasa, the fortresses will be taken. Vahaya, lev giborei Moab v'yamahu, Kelev Isha Mitzera. And the heart of all the strong and mighty men of Moab will be like the heart of a woman giving birth in pain and scared and worried. So all these great warriors will be fearful like women in distress. Venishmad Moab Me'am. Moab will be destroyed from becoming a nation. Ki al Adonai Higdil. Like we said before, because they vaunted themselves against God. Now the Navi is going to use words which we saw earlier in Yeshayahu and Pasuk Mem Gimel. Pachad v'fachad v'fach, let's explain what each word is. Pachad is fear. Pachad, as we explained before, is a deep pit. A pach is a trap that hunters put out to catch animals. And therefore, what's going to happen in Moab? Pachad v'fachad v'fach. There'll be fear, and there'll be deep pits, and there'll be traps. Alecha yoshev Moab numadunai. That's what's going to happen to you in Moab, God says. Hanas mipnei ha-pachad, yipo al ha-pachad. A person running away because of fear, he's going to fall into a big pit. Va'olem min ha-pachad. Once they fall in this pit and finally get out of it, so someone coming out from this pit, yilached ba-pach, then he'll be caught in a trap. Ki avi aleha el Moab shnat pekudatam numadunai. The year of the reckoning, of their punishment, that is what's coming now upon Moab. This is the word of God. Cheshbon was one of the mighty cities of Moab with a big wall. Because of its big wall, that wall gave a lot of shade. And now because people are running away from other cities, they come to Cheshbon and they try to rest in the shade of its wall. Tzel Cheshbon, amdu mikoach nasim. In the shade of the walls of Cheshbon, the people running away are stopping to rest. Ki esh yatza mi-Cheshbon, ulahava mi-bein Sichon, v'tochar pat Moab v'kodkod b'nei Sha'on. To appreciate the next pasuk, we have to go back to Parshat Chukat and Sefer Bamidbar and read the pasukim that describes how Israel fights against Sichon, Sichon Melech Amori, and he had earlier taken over part of Moab. In Perek Chav Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, there it says, Ki Cheshbon ir Sichon Melech Amori hi, Cheshbon, the main city of Sichon, v'hu nilcham b'melech Moab ha-rishon, v'kachat kol atzo miyado ad Arnon. He fought the first king of Moab and took his land, including the city of Cheshbon, the land of Moab, all the way to the Arnon. Al ken yomru ha-moshlim b'o Cheshbon, tibaneh v'tikonein ir Sichon, ki esh yatza mi Cheshbon lahava mikirat Sichon, achla or Moab balei b'mot Arnon. Olecha Moab avadata am kamosh, v'tam bana pleitim uvnotav bashvit l'melech emori Sichon. So remember that pasuk, which is describing in a poetic way the first defeat of Moab in the hands of Sichon, and now we're going to find a very similar pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Back to Perek Memchet in Yirmiyahu, Pasuk Memhei. Ki esh yatza mi cheshbon ulehava mibein Sichon, v'tocha pat Moab v'kodkod b'nei Sha'on. A pasuk written describing of this destruction that's happening to Moab now by the Babylonians, using psukim very similar to the ones in Chumash that describe about the first fall of Moab in the hands of Sichon. Oylecha Moab avad am kamosh. Woes to Moab, the people of the god Kamosh have been destroyed. Ki luchu banecha b'shevi, your sons have been taken captive, uvenotecha b'shivya, and your daughters have been taken into captivity as well. Nonetheless, the parak ends, v'shafti et shfut Moab. One day God says, I'm going to bring back the remnant of Moab. B'achrit hayamim num Adonai. In the end of days, God says, Adhena mishpat Moab. With these words ends mishpat Moab, the judgment of Moab, in the hands of God, as foreseen by the Navi Yirmiyahu.